In 1994, April, where were you?
I was in Nairobi. Let me tell you my first contact with the Rwanda genocide.
Please.
One of my friends, a lawyer called Mwite, now a member of parliament, previously a member of parliament, but that time just a practitioner, was working in a law firm called Waruhiu and Mwite. This law firm had employed a Rwandan secretary, one of the partners. Now, and I'm driving out on one of those Saturdays, and I find this secretary of this firm on the roadside, and I stopped, and she's crying. So I thought somebody had attacked her, and so I stopped to ask her what's the matter, and she would not be able to tell me what is the matter. I told her, come in. I looked, there is nobody chasing her or anything like that, and she's broken down. And then I waited for her to get composed, and it is after she got composed that she told me she had just received information that her whole family has been wiped out in Rwanda. And we had, of course, heard about the genocide in the media, but you know, it was still very theoretical. That was the first not so theoretical encounter of it. And I dropped this lady at where she was staying, and I looked her up a couple of times after that. Finding her, and then they told me all these stories about how people have been butchered and so on and so forth. And that's how I first got into some contact with the genocide itself.
Did you continue to have an interest in, you did a lot of human rights work?
Yeah, but I didn't have do any work relating to this particular
to the Rwanda
genocide.
No. Yeah. Had you been to Rwanda yourself previously?
No, I hadn't been.
I mean, just
in fact,
to visit?
Yeah. No. I went to Rwanda just for the purposes of the Zigiranyirazo case last year.
Was that a site visit?
Yes, a site visit.
Okay.
That's the first time I was in Rwanda on Rwandan legal territory. I had been to Rwanda, but on the air side, because I had traveled aboard a Royal Swazi aircraft long time, in 1981 or something like that, through Kigali, and we did stop a couple of hours there. They had a problem with the aircraft, and we stayed at the airport. So that's the only other time I had been in Rwanda.
Uh-huh. So, and when you did the site visit, you went to one of the sites where something was alleged to have occurred, is that?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you saw that site?
Yeah.
In the appropriate structure as?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And it's interesting you mentioned Royal Swazi. I was once on a Royal Swazi plane in 1986.
Oh.
And the king was, he was 18 years old or something,
yeah.
Was on the front of the plane. The plane got treated very well. I thought, I didn't think the red carpet was for me.
Oh, he was traveling on the same.
He was in the front.
Oh, okay.
So we had to sit in the back, but by accident we were on the same plane. Anyway, that story is very difficult. I'm jumping around a little bit because you said something. Has the Kenya government changed its attitude to ICTR? In other words,
they are assisting
with respect to people who might.
Yeah, they
be
did.
Here.
They did change.
Okay.
So a couple of years later.
Okay. Mm. And obviously, they did support your candidacy.
Yes.
Yeah, for this court.
Mm-hmm.